Hey, what is up? It's Todd. And in this episode, I'm going to take what I guess is a controversial topic, but it shouldn't be. In this episode, I need to talk about freedom of speech.
Discover how video can help you achieve your sales and marketing goals. It all starts right here in Todd Hartley's Video Marketing Mastery.
You know, I've got a career that has spanned a variety of different industries. I started as a journalist, as an investigative reporter. I was on the radio 6 days a week on the number one station in Arizona. And then after that, I went and my website went crazy viral. My news site, which had 50 or 60 weekly opinion writers that were sharing their thoughts and insights, including the governor of Arizona, the attorney general, the mayor of Phoenix, everybody in the Arizona congressional delegation, including John McCain. There were weekly contributors to my news site, and it sparked my career, which took off from that moment. I was generating 36 million visitors a year on zero ad dollars. A career was born. I got hired to go out to LA to run digital at iHeartRadio and Clear Channel, premier radio networks for 7 of their largest national talk shows. And on day one, when I accepted that job, I had 2 of the polar opposite clients. I'm going to tell you their names in just a second. You know who they are. But in the world that we live in today, my first 10 years of my career would never be possible. I would have never been a journalist that could share opposing views. If you called in on the radio and I'm talking about something I'm investigating and you have the opposing view, do you know what happens? It's unlike today. What happens is that person with the opposing view gets the fast pass right onto the radio. Why? Because opposing views, diversity of thought should be cherished. It's the exciting thing. When people have different views, that's how we learn and discover that we're off track. And often, if I look back at my life, and I'm willing to bet if you look back at your life, the times when you were off track got revealed to you by somebody who had diversity of thought. Yes or no? Maybe the answer is really yes or yes, right? Diversity of thought is so valuable. Freedom of speech is such a wonderful blessing in our world. Do you know what happens when people can't express themselves because free speech isn't allowed? When people can't express themselves, you see it every time. You're at a bar and 2 guys get into an argument, and then one of them realizes he can't express himself, so he goes to the next form of expression, which is violence. We don't want a culture like that. When I got to Premier Radio Network, day one, remember, I had 7 of the largest national talk shows in the world that were my clients that I managed their digital marketing. I don't talk about this because I don't know if culturally people can handle diversity of thought. We may not be there now as a culture or even as individuals. But when I got there for day one and I got given my dream job, I got the 2 most polarized people in America at that time. My job was to manage the digital marketing for Jesse Jackson's national talk show and Rush Limbaugh's national talk show. 2 of the largest shows that were happening in the early 2000s. Oh my God, you did that for him? I don't look at it that way. I look at it like, Todd, I can't believe you supported him. How dare you? I believe in free speech. I believe in diversity of thought. I may not have agreed with either of them or one of them, it doesn't matter. But what I do agree with is they have the right to express their views. And as they express their views, I will agree or disagree, and that's okay. I want to hear what people say. I want to know what they think. When we create a world where people can't share what they think, they result to violence next. That's not the American way. And in fact, that even shouldn't be a challenging viewpoint. I have a mixed-race family. We are predisposed as a family to not like race politics because we know inside of our family, I have four black brothers and sisters, when we dip our toe into that, it creates us all on different teams. So I was predisposed to not like the message coming from Reverend Jackson. But you know what I discovered? Oh my God. Working for him for 4 years as one of my seven shows, I discovered I absolutely loved his family. And then as I started to know his family, I started to love him. And I had the same exact experience with Rush Limbaugh. Sound crazy in today's world? Yes, maybe so. But which world is healthier? The one where diversity of thought and freedom of speech is encouraged, or the one where it isn't? Freedom of speech is our friend. We have to be willing to defend it, especially, and this is how you know if you believe in certain rights. If you're willing to stand up and defend the rights of people you disagree with. The whole first half of my career was standing up and defending the rights of people that I may not always agree with, but I can agree that they had the right to express themselves. I can't wait for the day when we get to that point in America where the First Amendment is cherished, especially when it's a competing viewpoint, because that's how we learn and grow. Anyway, I'm off my soapbox, but I'll always defend freedom of speech. Oh, while we're on this topic, you know I had that news site, right? And it went crazy viral. Did I ever explain to you what happened and why it spiraled out of control and why I had to shut it down? I should do this in another episode. I had to shut it down shortly after I started following other people's advice. It was the kiss of death. El beso de la muerte. It was the kiss of death. When I started following other people's advice and started censoring people in the audience, my website that had 36 million visitors on zero ad dollars, my audience started distrusting me, because that is what happens when, and then conspiracy theories started springing up. Because that is the next logical step. When you start silencing people, you start censoring people, people start the next path, which is acceleration. Don't limit people's speech. We want to know what people say. In a later episode, I will break down how that all spiraled out of control and how I see it happening and playing out across digital media, and flagged it to this audience some 250 episodes ago when I first mentioned El Beso de la Muerte, because that's what I call it, the kiss of death. Always support free speech, my friends, especially when you disagree with them.